Welcome back to The Lead. I'm Dick Tapper. Let's turn now to our world lead. A chilly reception as President Obama arrived in Saudi Arabia today for a summit of Gulf countries. There were no kisses from the kingdom or even a handshake from King Salman the way he did with other leaders who arrived earlier today. Instead, Saudi Arabia dispatched the governor of its capital city of Riyadh. CNN's Michelle Kaczynski is traveling with President Obama. Michelle, what's the source of this apparent tension?
Hi, Jake. Oh, well, there are many sources. And, you know, the White House is pushing back a little bit on that being a snub. They said originally the Saudis wanted to have a larger welcoming ceremony, but the White House decided to show up later. And the White House now is saying that this bilateral meeting today with the Saudi king went better than expected, that it lasted 2.5 hours, that it was unusual in its breadth, and it wasn't perfunctory as it sometimes is. In fact, they're describing this as a clearing of the air on virtually all of these tensions. And here are a few of them. I mean, the Iran nuclear deal. The Saudis were already upset about this. The U.S. negotiating with Iran, which is Saudi Arabia's biggest rival. In Syria, you know, the Saudis were upset that President Obama didn't meet his red line on chemical weapons and strike President Assad as he originally said he would. Saudis would also like to know what exactly is the end game in Syria. What is the U.S.'s goal there? The White House says that the Saudi king and President Obama tonight even talked about that Atlantic article that has made so many waves, that raised questions yet again over whether President Obama even sees Saudi Arabia as a real ally and whether he thinks that they're pulling their weight in the fight against ISIS. And then, of course, is the September 11th question, this legislation that is pending in the Senate but is now on hold over whether American victims of terror should be able to sue Saudi Arabia, as well as the pending declassification of those 28 pages from the 9/11 Commission report that could implicate some Saudis. Now, in this bilateral meeting tonight, it's not as if everything was solved, but the White House says that this is progress and at least clearing the air on some of this awkwardness and on a more serious level, the tensions that were really affecting this relationship, Jake.
All right, Michelle Kaczynski traveling with President Obama. Thank you.